This is the WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org to find these stories and more. The Galvin Foundation announced on Friday, May 8th, it will partner with the Berkshire Union Free School, Questar 3 BOCES, and Bard College to create a Bard program at the Warren Street Academy in Hudson. The Academy is a new 150-student high school located in the former Co-Arc building at 11 Warren Street. According to a statement released by Galvin Foundation representative Daniel Kent, the new initiative is, quote, an integrated program running concurrently with the Berkshire Alternative Transition Program and will involve Bard's Institute for Writing and Thinking and the Bard Master of Arts in Teaching Program, and leverage Bard's expertise in running innovative early college high school programs in partnership with public school systems, end quote. The Alternative Transition Program was formerly known as the Columbia Green Partnership Academy, or The Bridge. The Galvin Foundation will support the initiative in the form of a $250,000 development grant. Galvin is a private grant-making and operating foundation with a special focus on the city of Hudson. The full press release can be found at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Daily Freeman reports that the State Department of Environmental Conservation issued an air quality alert for Ulster and Dutchess counties from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, May 8th. The report said, quote, air quality levels of outdoor air are predicted to exceed recommended levels for ozone, a pollutant at ground level, end quote. The State Department of Health recommends individuals limit strenuous outdoor physical activity. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And finally, the New York Times is reporting a large new Harvard study finds that poor children who grow up in some cities and towns have sharply better odds of escaping poverty than similar poor children elsewhere. The study was based on the earnings records of 5 million children whose families moved across counties between 1996 and 2012. According to that study, Greene County is about average for income mobility for children in poor families. It ranked better than 43% of counties nationwide. However, Columbia County is pretty bad for income mobility for children in similar circumstances. It was found to be better than 26% of the counties examined. If you're poor and live in the Albany area, it is better to be in Rensselaer County than in Schenectady County or Columbia County. Researchers found 5 factors associated with strong upward mobility nationwide: less segregation by income and race, lower levels of income inequality, better schools, lower rates of violent crime, and a larger share of two-parent households. In general, the impact of place is sharper for boys than for girls, and for lower-income children than for the rich. Read the full story in the New York Times. This has been the WGXC News Update. Please visit newsroom.wgxc.org to find these news stories, weather, public meetings, and much more.